This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Bridget Bowden. In Colombia, there are more than 30 community garden plots. Several of these are interfaith gardens, where volunteers from different faith communities work together to grow food. Monta Welch is the founder of a group called Interfaith Care for Creation, which has started an interfaith garden project in Colombia. She says that the goal of the program is to educate different faith communities about environmental stewardship.
I know the faith communities have, for a long time, done a good job of, you know, caring for people in need and et cetera, but sometimes I think have kind of lost sight for a while about the connection to that with, you know, all of creation and how really it's all actually an interdependent whole that, you know, with the proper appreciation, love, and respect for all of the creation, that each thing benefits the others.
There are four garden sites total, including one at Broadway Christian Church and one at Rockbridge Christian Church. The St. Thomas More Newman Center shares a garden with Congregation Beth Shalom, and Lily Chan is their coordinator. She says they grow all sorts of food.
Lettuce, spinach, radish, mustard greens, turnips, beets, chards, carrots, cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, potatoes, onions, many varieties of herbs, pole and bush beans, pepper, tomatoes, okras, squash, watermelon, cantaloupes, cucumbers, summer and winter squash, and garlic.
And that's not all.
And also we have strawberries, walnut trees, pawpaw trees, blackberries, apple trees and pear trees, rhubarb and asparagus.
The garden produced more than 1,700 pounds of food last year, and it was all donated to the food pantry. Volunteers work in the garden two or three times each week. Chan says people of all ages help with the work.
We have volunteers with 60 years of gardening experience as well as a four-year-old volunteer. He's very short and he's close to the plant, so it's really good because you don't want to be really tall and then splash it all over the place, but he harvested and he is just so full of energy. And when everybody is tired, he's still going.
Chan says working toward the common goal of helping the needy unites people of different faiths.
Well, I think that all religions have different beliefs, but they also have some common values to help the poor and to be good stewards of the earth that was given to us by our Creator.
That concludes your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. For more stories like this one, go to ColumbiaFaithAndValues.com. There you can also find photos of the interfaith gardens. I'm Bridget Bowden. Thanks for tuning in.